Katie Chandler, the lab's environmental education coordinator, came up with the concept and the execution.
Well, what I've actually put together is an educational outreach program called Science of the Sea. And basically what it does is on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, for an hour, it's an educational lesson that the general public is welcome to come in and listen to, and it's free with general admission.
Chandler says the aquarium's vast collection of live sea creatures forms much of the basis for the lessons.
We want to keep them interesting, and so we want to kind of hit every animal that we have at the aquarium. And so the lessons change each week based off of certain scientific characteristics of those animals. It has a lot of deeper underlying meanings, trophic cascades, and different problems that are going on in the environment, and then how we can help those problems. But we also focus on the animals themselves, which is really fun for the kids.
Among the featured sea creatures, Chandler says, is one of the most loved denizens of the deep.
During the summer, it's our big sea turtle rehabilitation time, so we have a bunch of different sea turtles coming in. They've been caught off docks, or they're seen floating on the ocean, or things like that. And so it's constantly coming, they're coming in, we're checking them out, we're making sure that they have a clean bill of health, and if they don't, they stay in, they're rehabilitated, then we'll let them go.
Chandler says there are also many varieties of crabs, including a recent arrival that has its own special sense of style.
Spider crab is what it's called, and what they like to do is pick different pieces of sponges and they'll Velcro them onto their backs to camouflage in with the surroundings. And we found one that was just covered in different types of sponge, which it was a larger one. And we've always seen the babies be covered because they're smaller, they want to protect themselves. But to see one that big covered with sponge, it was something I've never seen before, and so it was pretty interesting.
The Gulf Specimen Marine Lab lessons, Chandler says, are a unique way to foster an appreciation for the vastness and mystery of Earth's last great frontier.
We know less than 5% about our world's oceans. And so if you can kind of build off of that connection, you instill this sense of curiosity with this next generation as they grow older, they're going to find it in themselves to want to keep our oceans around, to discover more about it and touch the touchable outer space.
And Chandler suggests some ways to know before you go.
On the Facebook page, we post every single event, every single subject that we're doing the week before so that they can kind of look in and see what we're doing and what lesson's going to be taught that week. It's also on our website just to see what the time is, Saturday and Sunday at 1 o'clock. And then also we have an educational video on our website as well.
The website, by the way, is gulfspecimen.org. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.